email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Mm-hmm. 5151 for your text. Now, with as you've heard, COVID numbers rising, particularly in Dublin, GPs have been swamped by calls. We're only a week into the new school year. Dr. Sinead Byrne joins us on the line from Dublin City GP Medical Practice to tell us more. How are you doing, Sinead?
Good, absolutely well, and good to chat to you. It feels like quite a while since we were chatting the last time.
We spoke on March 12th when they announced that the schools were closing.
Exactly.
We didn't realise or even think that they were going to be closed for 6 months, but they're back open now.
And
they're back
God,
open, right. And has knock-on effects for you and your colleagues.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we've been inundated, and any of my colleagues I've been speaking to that have been working in the out-of-hours service over the weekend have been absolutely inundated out the door with requests for COVID referrals and with, you know, requests to be phoned back about sick children or potentially sick children that might have a temperature, might have a new cough. And there's a huge amount of confusion, understandably. In fact, my eldest has started school, so I completely understand the need and the urgency to kind of outrule kind of COVID as a possibility. And the problem is, again, Ray, when we're all together, particularly little children in school, you know, it's not only COVID. They're sharing bugs. There's going to be the common cold most of the time. You know, it will be a cold that's going to be causing sniffles and potentially a temperature. Of course, the big thing in our mind is COVID.
Yes,
is it COVID? You know, and we want to make sure it's not COVID and that we can function and, you know, that everyone can go to school, that we can go to work. So that is the big concern, all right.
So, Sinead, this time of the year there will be a spike in referrals because of, as you say, everyone going back to school and been in close contact with people in a classroom,
absolutely.
30 people, and the bugs do what bugs do.
They do. You're going to get sniffly noses, all that kind of stuff. You know yourself, right?
Yes,
sure you do.
So what can we do? Because, you know, even this morning, one of the team, their child, you know, kept them home, and then, you know, a colleague wanted to know, should she stay at home in case it was COVID? Should she get the child tested or not? What's your advice to people?
You know, I'm sure you've probably heard this on the news a bit, but, you know, the snotty nose, the snuffly nose is okay. So the main problem is obviously a temperature. So, and we say a fever or a temperature is anything that's 38 degrees Celsius or more. And you need to check it on about 3 consecutive readings just to be sure and accurate about the temperature. And then obviously a new cough or new shortness of breath. And you know the way some children, they just have asthma anyway. They might be quite young and they get a little bit wheezy around this time of the year, and maybe it's known and it's typical and your GP knows them well. And if it's the same cough that they always get around this time of year.
You're fading in out there. So if it's a similar cough to one they've got in the past, then it's...
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
And that's okay. But if it's new, I mean, my own little nephew, I ended up examining just on Friday, and it was a new presentation of what was asthma, so a new wheeze. So something like that, when it's a new presentation, even though I know it's asthma and it's only mild asthma, my little nephew, you know, needed to phone their own GP today to get referred for testing.
Okay.
So even though I'm pretty certain it's not going to be COVID, just because it's new and it's a new cough, it needs to be checked for COVID. And, you know, we're all under massive pressure, and I'm sure you're familiar with the tests that are done. So at the moment, you can't actually get it done in out of hours, say in Dublin and East Dock. I checked there. The GPs in East Dock or out of hours can't refer. It goes back to the patient's own GP on a Monday morning. So a lot of the practices are inundated to refer.
So will you just talk us through that so we understand that?
Yeah.
So, okay. So I suspect that my child has symptoms that may be COVID, COVID-19. What do I do next?
So you contact your GP, and what normally happens is the GP will ring you back as soon as they can to discuss the symptoms and basically see whether your child needs to be referred for
and
testing.
And what if it's out of hours?
So if it's out of hours, you'll be given advice that if the symptoms are severe, it will be to go to usually to casualty, to an actual hospital, but the doctor on call will ring the hospital in advance to say that these are potential COVID symptoms so that they're ready for you. their triage system that you go through a COVID pathway, as they call it.
Right.
So you would have to go to hospital if it was deemed serious enough. Now, if it's just a new cough, but it doesn't seem to be very serious, then the out-of-hours doctor might advise you to manage it at home, with inhalers, or to manage it with temperature control, and then to contact your own GP during working hours, where a test is arranged.
Okay.
The doctor will ring you back. You kind of phone the GP, leave a message, and they'll ring you back and organise the testing. But if at any point they need to be tested, we're trying to keep it out of general practice. We're trying to keep COVID, potential COVID,
yes,
symptomatic patients out, obviously, to keep everyone else safe.
I don't understand, Sinead, then, why you have to get a referral from your GP. I'm just looking at the NHS in the UK.
Yeah.
You don't need a referral from your GP to get a COVID test.
In the UK?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, things are changing on a day-to-day basis, to be honest, Ray, and it's so hard to keep up with information. And at the moment, that's what's being done, where it is the GP that is actually going to organise the test. And yeah, the system is extremely busy. And sometimes there's a little bit of a wait. Now, I think the turnaround time to get the test might be about 2 days at the moment.
Okay.
But some parents are under a lot of pressure to get this test done and to have a cert to say that it's negative or positive, you know, depending. So some people are opting to have a test done privately, the same test that the HSE does, because they absolutely need to return to work, or, you know, they want their child to return,
yes,
to creche or to school if it's a COVID negative test. So where I work here in Dublin City Practice, they're actually doing a PCR test. Dr. Michael O'Tierney is actually doing them.
How much do they cost?
Looking for them.
How much do they cost? Sinead?
They cost about €150,
whoa,
which seems like a lot.
It is.
But for some people, waiting 2 days maybe, or even maybe three, but about 2 days on average, is too long unnecessarily, that they might just deem that actually it's worth paying €150 to get back to work, to put their child back in creche or to go to school.
And
that actually that saves 2 days, maybe two parents' work,
yes,
you know, workload, that they can send their child in, that it actually was just a different virus and that they're safe to go into school.
The way the system is, you could see why people would ignore symptoms.
Yes. Absolutely.
Couldn't you?
That is you absolutely could. And you know from being a parent as well, right,
yes,
that you can just see what it means. In fact, you can even hear the cogs turning when parents ring. And then once you say, no, this has to be referral for COVID, they're kind of going, oh, no, like, oh,
yes,
you know, please.
Because the knock-on effect.
That is.
Because they
the
have
knock-on
to,
effect,
yes,
is massive. It means no creche, no school. It means the entire household, you know,
can't go into work,
self-isolate.
Yes.
But it is a public, I have to say, you know, people,
oh, no, I know. Yeah.
By and large, they want to do the right thing.
Yes.
And people do want to do the right thing, because it potentially means spreading infection, you know, both,
okay,
in a potential workplace. So as a healthcare professional, even working, if I were to do that, I mean, you could be infecting like 30
but we were
people
told,
a day if you didn't stay at home. So that is a,
we were told
message,
earlier,
yeah,
on, early on in lockdown, Sinead, that testing and tracing were the two most,
yeah,
important weapons in our armoury against this virus.
Yeah.
And you're telling me it's still taking 2 days.
It just depends on the location.
Yeah.
So in like in Dublin, it's, you know, it can be quick enough, but it could take, you know, I mean, what I'm hearing from colleagues and from patients is that about 2 days anyway,
okay,
to wait for a test. And, you know, for some people that is just, it's too many lost days of, you know,
yes,
chaos and work and just.
And do you think it'd be a better idea? Do you think it'd be a better idea if people didn't have to be referred by GPs?
It probably will end up going that way, because already over the weekend you can just see the based on worry and anxiety and it kind of, it was to be expected, but we're going to have to live with this virus, you know, and I suppose that's the, nobody's to blame when they get it or pick,
yes,
it up. It's just, it, like, you could walk through and be really unlucky and just walk through a room where it's been aerosolized and just to breathe it in, that virus, and that's how you can contract it. So it's nobody's at fault for picking it up.
Mm.
We're going to have to live with it, and it's going to be a new way of living, but it's just going to be, there will be a little bit of missed school. There will be certain classrooms that are going to close down and reopen. But hopefully, if it's done in a very efficient way, where we get quicker at, you know, testing and tracing, you know, that is the way it's forward. Okay. I think in the UK, they're probably talking about trying to have, you know, shorter quarantine if someone's coming into a country, where if they've a negative test, PCR test on landing, you know, if they self-isolate for 6 days and have a repeat negative test, yes, then they can get back to normality a little bit quicker. But there's a big demand for that, people wanting to go to Cyprus or needing to go to another country where they have to show proof of a negative COVID test. You know, so
they're getting it done privately.
Just because of the pressure they're under, you know.
And it's €150 to get it done privately.
€150 to get it done privately. There is a bit of confusion between the two different tests, but the one that the HSE does, that's the PCR test, and that's the one that's about €150 to get done privately. That's when you have potential active infection. That's the swab that goes up your nose and the throat, and that's the one that you need the cert for to travel from place to place, or, you know, that's what tells you whether you can go back to work or back to school. And then there's another test, which is the antibody test, which really is of limited benefit. It's more of a science, it answers a scientific question, as in, you know, if it's negative, you may still have had COVID, but, you know, it doesn't really, for, you know, add a huge amount to anything, the antibody test. It's just answering a scientific one. The PCR test that the HSE organiser that you can get done privately is the one that tells you whether you're safe to go back to work or not.
Okay. What about the pubs? What's your opinion on the pubs?
Oh, yeah, I know. I really feel for the pubs. But, I mean, honestly, I suppose, I think, you know, it's tough enough to socially distance when you're actually chatting to people. We all let down our guard. We become relaxed and we forget about things. And I think when you've alcohol thrown into the mix, it's just very, very difficult to socially distance. I think it is. It makes you more relaxed. And therefore, I think it's not a good idea, you know, pubs opening. Now, I know you could say, well, look, if you go into a restaurant, you could drink a bottle of wine and be, you know, disinhibited, maybe potentially, and forget and become relaxed. And that is true as well. But I think generally, you know, in an environment where you've got alcohol, it's just unfortunate. But I think your defences are down. You're not really, you know, keeping a 2 metre. I think it's much more difficult to stay safe. I mean, I know even from the weekend and from watching the news last night, myself and my husband had a chat about saying, like, you know what, we're going to really limit our contacts because that's kind of the way that we're going to stay safe. And, you know, I've avoided COVID so far. I mean, I know it's a little bit depressing, but you can, I just think to meet people outdoors and meet them for a coffee and just keep that distance. It's kind of worth it, because I did get a call from someone I worked with to say, look, you know, someone that I examined may have had COVID. And, you know, for the hour I was waiting until I got another phone call to say that she didn't, I have to say it was a horrible feeling to think that you might have picked it up. Mm-hmm. It's not a nice feeling. You know, it is a new virus. Most people can recover very well from it, but it's not a nice thing to have, and it's unexpected, you know, how your body reacts to it.
I'm just looking at a few texts there. I went through this with my 7-year-old asthmatic child over the weekend. Common sense has to be applied here. Parents know their kids. I wasn't going to lock down two houses and put him through the trauma of testing when I knew for a fact that it was typical symptoms for him. Waited for a call back from GP and he agreed. He's back to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the wait is just as long. In Dublin, my 75-year-old mum with an underlying condition had to wait 3 days for a test appointment after a GP requested one. And I phoned two practices in Limerick this morning and was told that both didn't take new patients. The third practice arranged my COVID test. That's Mark, who is a teacher. We rang DDoc about 2 weeks ago about our son, who was 6 and he had a cold. He's going to creche and school, so he felt as a duty of care to have him tested. We didn't need a referral from our doctor. I rang on Saturday morning and a nurse rang me back and went through all the questions, and she asked me, did I want to have my son tested? And I said yes. I got an appointment text that afternoon to go and bring him for a test on the Sunday afternoon, and had the result by text first thing on the Tuesday morning. No referral was needed. What's your understanding? I thought referrals from a GP were needed.
Look, I just from a personal point of view, I was trying to get my nephew tested, and my sister was there ringing and was told no, in East Dock, you could not get referred. It had to be the GP. So it's obviously a case, you know, it's depends on the location.
Right.
But it just you have to ring up and check. So
Why can schools not have temperature testing, asks Maura. And indeed, why can't big organisations do their own testing? Like a big organisation like RTE could do their own testing if they needed to. These are all things. I wanted to highlight what I think is an inefficiency in the testing system. Says somebody else, my sister, a coronary care nurse with a young family, has developed symptoms over the weekend. The advice is to ring your GP, which she did, and it took over an hour to get someone to pick up the phone. She has had to keep the children off school today and self-isolate as a family, as advised, while she awaits a call from the GP. I'm in Northern Ireland and our testing at the start was non-existent, but now it's fantastic and a COVID test can be booked by calling a number directly or by going online and booking it there and then for yourself, and also can be booked via the COVID-19 app with no middleman or GP to complicate things, and results available by email within 24 hours. See, my sister also thought she was going to have to pay €30 to call the GP. So there are many barriers to a system which needs to do better if we're to keep track and to try to live alongside this virus. So there's a good few good points there, isn't there?
And it's sort of different depending on where you are and what centre you ring and what out of hours you ring. It seems to be there's quite a bit of variation in services.
Probably shouldn't
and
be.
Variation in time waiting for testing as well. But I suppose it's something we're going to have to live with, and it changes all the time.
Yes, it
does. And the guidelines we're getting, even from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, they keep changing as cases increase, and what's practical at one point isn't practical anymore because there's just too many calls coming in. I'm not surprised that they're waiting quite a while for a call back from the GP, because I'd say the GPs are just...
So give us an example before we let you go, Sinead. How many emails now did you have to deal with yesterday morning when you came in?
So, well, about 20 kind of waiting.
Right.
Okay. You know, and then
you have to call each one of those back?
Yeah, so you've you know, depending on the doctor, you've got kind of your list of tasks, and you have to call them back, and obviously the ones that are query COVID, you try to get them first. And there'll be other kind of queries, you know, trying to maybe manage things with bringing people into the practice. But we've kind of returned to seeing people as we normally would once they don't have COVID symptoms. So yeah, it's sort of coming at you from all angles. It's very very busy, and particularly now because of the schools coming back, just a lot of anxiety, understandably, from parents, and a lot of kind of, you know, stress to just get back to normal and just get back to work. Which I totally understand, because
and
I Sinead, know exactly
mixed,
what it's like.
Mixed messages as well. My daughter was sent home from school with a runny nose and was told by school that if they have a cough or a runny nose that they should not be sent to school. So there's mixed messages. And
the runny nose, I would absolutely give it a clear, you can go to school for sure. I would, you know, and that's where probably the GP, that child's GP, would be contacted, probably to put a letter to say, I'm absolutely fine with this child going to school. There's no reason to... Not. So, you know, you have different levels of tolerance, I guess, within schools as well and their own policies.
Yes, of course.
But there's plenty of letters flying like back and forth about, in my opinion, this is fine, you know, constant letters, you know,
it's
to
difficult.
Show
it's difficult.
Seal of approval. They're okay to go in. They're not going to infect anybody else.
Right. Sinead, we'll talk to you again. Mind yourself.
You too, Ray. Great to chat to you.
Good to chat to you, Doctor. That's Dr. Sinead Byrne from Dublin City GP Medical Practice. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.